This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Biden this morning totally disparaged and insulted the black community. What he said is incredible.
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Do you actually listen to yourself when you speak, or do you find you drift in and out?
I don't know what's going on with him, but it was a very insulting statement he made.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You take a test where you're taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
His campaign says it's launching the largest presidential TV ad buy ever.
Biden today revealing he won't travel to Milwaukee to accept the nomination.
Joe Biden will not travel to this month's Democratic National Convention.
The healthiest thing we can do is just ignore this and pretend it doesn't exist.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Just a few minutes ago, my office filed a lawsuit against the National Rifle Association to dissolve the organization in its entirety for years of self-dealing and illegal conduct that violate New York's charities law.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Miss Yates, when did you first become aware that the Obama administration was surveilling the Donald Trump campaign?
The FISA application was for Carter Page, who was a former member of the Trump campaign. The Russians had made the overture that they wanted to be able to assist the Trump campaign.
Now, hold on, you said it had nothing to do with the Trump campaign.
I said that he was not a member of the Trump campaign.
Get on with it.
Yes, get over it. Yeah!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Let me just make clear. If I lived in Tennessee, I think I would vote for the guy who's not a friend of Mitt Romney's. But if the other guy, Hagerty, won, even though he's a rhino, I think I would have to vote for the rhino just to try to keep the seat in Republican hands. It's just like, you know, Susan Collins, not my really cup of tea, but, you know, you got to vote for her instead of Sarah Gideon, right? And that's pretty simple. I mean, if you still had a Republican majority in the House, you wouldn't have had impeachment. You know, you wouldn't have had these silly hearings. You know, the hearings most recently with Bill Barr and the House Judiciary Committee, or the Ukraine hoax impeachment trial. None of that stuff would have happened. The Republicans have to keep control or regain control in the case of the House. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's do the chump line.
Forget the cognitive test, Howie. Biden couldn't pass a blood test.
Speaking of getting poked with a needle, a poll came out today saying that only 2/3 of Americans would get the vaccination for COVID-19, which, again, I don't believe that poll either. I don't believe it's even 2/3 or 60% or whatever it was. I think fewer than 50% of the people would take the vaccine. I'd be one of them that would take it, but most people don't like to get poked.
Hey, Howie, you can tell Joe Biden really was a Welsh coal miner. He keeps digging himself deeper and deeper.
I know, but he's got a backhoe, a giant backhoe known as the mainstream media that's trying to dig him out of all the holes that he finds himself in. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was safe to watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Joe. Went to the Ukraine with his kid to get some blow. Then when he made a fool of himself, that's all I got.
I thought sure the next one was going to lie was going to be something with about dough. I thought they were going to get dough in the Ukraine, and then they were going to come back to L.A. and buy some blow.
Howie, Jericho, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course they took a cognitive test. First they blew it to my nostrils, and then they told me to go home and get pills, and then they rubbed my hairy legs to watch the hair stand up, and then we had a tapioca pudding eating contest. You lying dog-faced pony soldier junkie.
That's good. I want to hear him call somebody a lying dog-faced pony soldier junkie.
Hey, Howie, how long would it take for Chuck Barris to give Biden the gong?
You know, somebody was saying earlier, you know, that in the old days they used to have a hook in vaudeville, but I think more appropriate would be the Chuck Barris gong.
Hey, Uncle Joe, they got a net, dude. Tuck and roll, tuck and roll.
Every time I see him in the basement, I think of those that great Bob Dylan and the Band album. You know, first it was released as a bootleg, and then they were losing so much money they released it themselves, the basement tapes. Now the Trump campaign is compiling a new basement tapes, available on internet sites everywhere after Labor Day, if not before.
Wouldn't it be worth it to have Biden pick the mayor of Chicago as his running mate? Just to hear him call her Gordon over and over again?
Gordon Lightfoot. Lori Lightfoot. Or as she's known in Chicago, Lori Lightweight. And the governor, of course, is J.B. Pritzker. And he's so fat they call him J.B. the Hutt.
Hey, Joe. Come on, man, tease us a little bit. Your vice presidential pick. What kind of shampoo does she use?
I remember some black guy was going to pick me up in Wilmington, Delaware, and I was going to be sworn in as president and vice president. Wow. You are unique in American history.
Hey, paperboy. For 20 years, you've been telling us that Timmy from Lassie died of misadventure. Well, I finally looked it up. Not only wasn't it misadventure, he's not even dead. Jeez, and the name is nothing like Tommy Rettig. It's John Provost. Tommy Reddick's a totally different kid, you Lassie-mo. What's the matter? Show too recent for you?
I'm pretty sure Timmy Rettig is not coming down for breakfast. And he was the original. He was the original Timmy. He's as dead as Gramps.
Cuomo's running New York like a POW camp. No wonder half the people have hit the exit ramp. Between him and the mayor, the state has no prayer. And these two morons keep tightening the clamp.
You know, I'm so old that I remember when the nickname of New York was the Empire State. They're not making empires like they used to, are they?
Not only is his name not Timmy, it's Tommy Rettig.
Tommy Rettig. But it was Timmy on the show, though, right? That's what I mean.
I suppose that's correct.
Yeah.
Died in 96.
Died in 96, yeah.
Will the last person to leave New York please turn off the lights and leave some weed for Bill de Blasio?
Did Trump call him a pot smoker today? Somebody called him a pot smoker today. I don't remember who it was. I mean, it's obvious. If you talk to any cops down in New York City, it's really a pain. I mean, you know, I know it's marijuana is not as illegal as it used to be, but still, you know, I mean, you're a cop. You're not supposed to be walking around in buildings where there's like a cloud of reefer smoke rising to the ceiling.
And actually, Tommy Reddick did not play Timmy. He played a character named Jeff.
Jeff, Timmy, whatever. Come on. It was a lousy show anyway. The only good Lassie movies were the ones with Peter Lawford in them.
Hey, Howie, you don't need a hook to get Joe Biden off stage. Just a handful of butterscotches.
No, but you need a hook to get Hunter Biden off the stage. Excuse me, a hooker to get the Hunter Biden off the stage.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Wouldn't it have been great when Joe Biden asked that guy, Errol Barnett or whatever his name is, are you a junkie? And he'd say, no, sir, I'm not your son. That would have been perfect. But, you know, you never think about things that quickly because it's such an insult. Who would have ever believed he'd be called a junkie after asking him a legit question? All right, that's it for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. Chump Line number, 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you can't get enough of the chumps, you can get another batch at 7 o'clock. Chop chumps, the messages that didn't make it onto the broadcast air this afternoon. We post them wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast, Chopped Chumps. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating the return of professional sports, such as they are. Problem is, just when we thought it was safe to at least watch hockey, they ruined that for us. We think we're going back to our new favorite sport, downhill dirt track marble racing.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Joe. Went to the Ukraine with his kid to get some blow. Then when he made a fool of himself, that's all I got.
Again, dough. Dough, that's the only word you need.
It would have had to rhyme with self, not dough.
No, but but he would have gotten something else. But he'd come back for the last line should have been dough. I'll think about it, see what I can do. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is Cindy from Austerville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950, sending warm thoughts to all the cars after Mr. Gooner's passing. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains, try Genesis 950. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors from the carpet and padding. Order direct at genesis950.com. Put in code word Howie and get free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. That's a $10 savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was the U.S. right to drop the atom bomb on Hiroshima?
Yes, it saved a lot of lives, American lives and Japanese lives.
Only 2% say it was the wrong move.
All right. 844-500-4242. Does Rhode Island still have VJ Day off? I don't think they do. I think they changed it to Bay Day, didn't they? Because it was just seemed politically incorrect. It was the one state in the union that had a VJ Day off. It was an August holiday. The hacks in Massachusetts have always been trolling for an August holiday, but they finally got June 19th though, Juneteenth. So I guess that replaces Bunker Hill Day. Although, I think they still got Bunker. Most of the unions still got Bunker Hill Day off. I think it was just like a floating holiday. So I guess this will be a floating holiday too, Juneteenth. I have no problems with adding new state holidays on one condition. You have to decommission another one. No more state holidays for a total. Just if you want to make Juneteenth a holiday, then get rid of one of the other ones. That's all. I don't think I'd get too far in the Massachusetts legislature or Congress. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's play another cut from the hearing yesterday with Sally Yates, the former assistant or the former acting U.S. Attorney General, and Cruz, Ted Cruz, and he's again asking her about the FISA warrant, the warrant to surveil Carter Page, et cetera, as a way to get after the at the Trump campaign. Cut 20.
Ms. Yates, when did you first become aware that the Obama administration was surveilling the Donald Trump campaign?
The Obama administration was not surveilling the Donald Trump campaign.
See, that's a lie.
So a FISA application is not surveillance?
The FISA application was for Carter Page, who was a former member of the Trump campaign at that point.
So your testimony is that the investigation in Carter Page had nothing to do with the Donald Trump campaign?
No, I'm suggesting you asked me if we were surveilling the campaign.
You don't get it both ways. Is it the campaign or not?
Senator, I'm trying to give you what is the accurate information here.
Trying to give him Vaseline is what you're trying to give him.
Was a former member of the Trump campaign at the time that the FISA was initiated.
Ugh, what a loathsome hack she is. Did you hear that? He wasn't a member of the campaign. We just didn't like him because we wanted to get him with nothing to do. Just so absurd. And then, so Lindsey Graham asked about Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos is another guy. What did Donald Trump call him? A coffee boy? You know? I mean, Papadopoulos, not a bad guy, but he was not exactly high up in the campaign. But they were surveilling him too. Cut 23.
When did you first become aware of the investigation and the surveillance on Carter Page?
When the FISA application was presented to me in October, I knew that the NSD lawyers were working on it for some period of time prior to that with the FBI. So it would have been in the October range.
I don't mean to interrupt, but wasn't Papadopoulos also being taped?
Ms. Yates, the chairman asked a good question.
My understanding, I was not aware at the time, but my understanding is that Papadopoulos, that there was a recorded conversation between Papadopoulos and a source, not wiretap surveillance.
No, but the government orchestrated this, right?
That's what I know now. Didn't know that at the time. Yes.
So we know that the government orchestrated a recording of conversations with Papadopoulos and got a warrant against Carter Page. That seems to me surveillance.
I would say so, yes. Remember, Papadopoulos was given $10,000, right? And so the FBI was waiting for him to arrive at Dulles Airport in Washington, and they were going to arrest him and charge him with conspiracy and bringing in a currency that wasn't declared, et cetera, et cetera. And Papadopoulos, although he was a kid, he smelled a rat. So he dropped the money off, I think, in either Israel or Greece. I can't remember where, but he dropped it off. So they get to he lands at Dulles Airport, and the feds drag him off the plane, and they want to arrest him. But guess what? There's no money. There's no currency. He's just an American citizen. What are they going to charge him with? Suspicion of being a Republican? Suspicion of being a deplorable? Open and gross bitter clinging. He did time in jail. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We all have our favorite companies that we signed up for. They gave us a discount, and we sign up for the newsletters to get the discounts and all that kind of stuff. And so since all of the first the COVID-19 and then the riots, many of these companies have gone woke, and they have to inflict their new beliefs on all of us. Instead of just giving us a 10% off coupon, they send us messages about their to virtue signal with us, and they don't seem to care or understand that they're terminally irritating huge percentages of their population. I unsubscribed to my alma mater UNC. I couldn't take it anymore. But I don't have any bad companies particularly, but there are bad companies that really bother you. And today in the Wall Street Journal, Dave Seminara wrote a great column about this. When your favorite companies go woke. And again, I know Grace thinks about this all the time and she complains. And I see it sometimes, like I said, in the colleges that send me stuff. But it's just, it really is true. So Dave Seminara is on the line with us now. And this is really a great column. Dave, thanks for coming on the show with us. Tell us how you got the idea for this column.
Howie, thanks so much for having me back on the show. It's an honor to be with you. I got the idea for the column just because I feel sick on a daily basis, as you just said. I mean, we're assaulted with this stuff, literally, this preachy, liberal, you know, woke virtue signaling dogma.
Right.
On a daily basis, I see this stuff, not just from companies that I do business with, but for all of my favorite sports teams, too. I'm a huge sports fan, Howie. And I see this from all of my favorite sports teams, that not just embracing Black Lives Matter, but just all kinds of crazy left-wing stuff. Like, just as a for example, I subscribe to the Tampa Bay Rays emails just because I bought tickets from them, right? About a week ago or so, I get an email from them with all kinds of supposed educational resources for me to supposedly learn more about their version of the world. And it actually had a reading list on there, Howie. Mm-hmm. And I click into this reading list, and of course, it's filled with all kinds of left-wing nonsense, like white fragility, for example, books about like sort of transgender activists, feminists, you know, everything all completely left-wing, nothing from Thomas Sowell, forget it, nothing from any sort of conservative. I'm thinking to myself, this is a baseball team. Does anyone really want book recommendations?
Dave, don't the Tampa Bay Devil Rays have enough trouble with attendance before sending out these kinds of missives?
Yeah. Well, see, they don't have to worry about attendance anymore, though, do they? Fans aren't allowed in stadium. But it's a good point. But that's you said it in your intro, Howard. They don't care about offending us, do they? I mean, it's like I was thinking about this the other day. I was just writing the column. And, you know, as a conservative, I mean, you really have to seek out conservative viewpoints. I mean, liberals are never assaulted with our ideas, are they? We have to swallow, you know, left-wing garbage on a daily basis everywhere, all over the culture, right? But you never just stumble across a conservative opinion. Even when you throw on a documentary on Netflix that could be about sports or something you think is not going to be political at all, bam, you get hit with it. You get hit with, oh, what do you know? It's some liberal stuff thrown in there. I mean, and it hits our kids, too. I mean, it's part of the education. It's in the video games that they have. I didn't write this in the column, but, for example, my kids play a lot of video games. And the other day, my son says to me, he's playing the soccer video game called FIFA 20, which is EA Sports, right? And he said, Dad, I won the game, and they gave me a Black Lives Matter T-shirt. Like, they give you some swag in the video game when you win games.
Oh, my
and
God.
They're actually giving my kids Black Lives Matter T-shirts in the video games that I buy for them.
How do you
avoid this stuff?
Yeah, 781 says, personally, I'm sick of the woke commercials on TV. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other problem. But, you know, Dave, there was a great case here in Boston. You know, the Bruins are just coming back, right? So they have so it's the Boston Bruins. So their logo is a bee, a giant bee. So there was a guy from the South Shore, a local guy, plays on the Bruins. And so he put BPD, he put went next to the B, PD. And it was really cool. And it was nice looking. And do you know what the Bruins, they were taking some pictures of the team as they were getting ready to come back to play again. Do you know what they did to his T-shirt?
No.
They photoshopped BPD off of the shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Turtle Boy Sports, a local blogger, discovered it. And they first denied it, and then they finally had to admit it because it was so obvious. I mean, the guy is total wokeness, you know?
It's the cultural, this is the cultural revolution that we're in. And I mean, some people are arguing, and I don't know if I disagree with them or not, but people are saying this cultural revolution is the second pandemic. You know, first we're hit with the coronavirus and now this.
Yeah. I know. And tell us about some of the other things, like Airbnb. Yeah. That's another. That's one Gracie.
Oh, Airbnb. Airbnb is absolutely nauseating. I mean, you wonder, are they running a a vacation rental platform or a political party? I mean, honestly, these people hit you up with all kinds of liberal emails, and they had a reading list too. They sent me a reading list a few weeks ago. It's like I'm not smart enough to pick out my own books, right? I need my baseball team and the place where I rent a vacation rental to tell me what to read. I mean, they're part of this Facebook advertiser boycott, which I got into in the piece, Howie.
Yeah.
And this thing is just unbelievable. You've got like about 1,000 companies that want more censorship on Facebook, right? And I pointed out in the column, I looked this up. Facebook actually, they censored more than 9.6 million supposed hate speech posts in the last quarter were censored. But that's not enough. And that's double the amount of censorship that they did in the previous quarter. But that's not enough for these woke companies. And the problem is they want to enlarge the definition of hate speech to include like the kind of stuff that you and I believe in, like build a wall and enforce our immigration laws. That's hate speech as far as they're concerned.
Right.
And I find it nauseating. But what I find heartening is, Howie, is that this Facebook advertiser boycott, since this began, more than 1,000 companies have signed on. But you know what? Facebook just announced their quarterly earnings last week.
Yeah.
And they had a record-shattering quarter of more than $19 million. $19 billion with a B in revenue. And their stock price has skyrocketed since this occurred. So maybe they're not winning after all. Although I'll tell you, I pointed this out in the column, Howie. When I went to college in the early 90s, conservatives were, corporate values were synonymous with Republican values, but now that's flip-flopped. And now we're part of the anti-establishment. So I tell kids, the young people listening, you want to be cool, you want to be countercultural, you want to be underground, you've got to be a conservative because we're the ones who are being silenced. We're the ones who are being demonetized. We're the ones who are being boycotted, like Tucker Carlson and many other shows which you're a part of. So I think if you want to be counterculture and you want to be cool, now you got to be a conservative because liberals are the establishment.
You're right. I mean, 20 years ago, Wall Street was very liberal. They're the ones who financed the campaign of the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, up here. They gave her more money than any challenger for a Senate seat had ever had. But the people in corporate America, the Fortune 500 companies, you're right, they were somewhat conservative, or at least they were down the middle neutral. Now they're just totally in. It's just easier, Dave Seminara, isn't it? I mean,
right.
People like us, people like us, just turn the other cheek or hit the delete button.
Right.
Right. Whereas we're not going to organize a mob.
Because we got better things to do. Generally, conservatives have better things to do than to be out, rabble rousing and such, and organizing boycotts. But could you imagine if any company, for example, embraced the March for Life, or let's say a pro-life, some sort of pro-life cause? Could you imagine how quickly the liberals would be organizing boycotts against them? And it would never happen. But I got a lot of feedback on this column, Holly. One of my favorite emails I got was from a friend of mine I haven't spoken to in a while, Don Parrish. And he compared this whole us being forced to agree with Black Lives Matter now. He pointed out the Drew Brees situation. Remember, Drew Brees criticized those who kneeled during the national anthem.
Yeah, the quarterback for the Saints.
He got all this blowback that he basically recanted, and he compared it to the Inquisition, Galileo, during the Inquisition in 1633. He was forced to recant his theory that the Earth rotated around the sun, and he did so based upon threat of torture during the Inquisition in 1633.
Right.
The Catholic Church forced him to repent, and that's what he compared this to the situation. We're all like Galileo right now. We're all being asked to pledge allegiance to Black Lives Matter and to pretend like this is a legitimate movement. And many of us are doing that because we don't want to be fired. We don't want to be ostracized. We don't want to be pariahs. But I think we've got to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah,
enough is enough.
Here's a text from 781. I couldn't wait for golf to come back, but on their first telecast, they had a moment of silence for George Floyd. I haven't watched a second since. I tell you, I didn't watch. Normally, I would have watched at least the beginning of the Red Sox season just to see what it's like with nobody in the stands, But I'm not gonna put up with that. I don't need that, I can get my blood pressure up in different ways,
But Howie, there have been some heartening moments. There have been a few athletes who have stood for our national anthem very bravely, I would say, too. I mean, this gentleman from the Orlando Magic, Jonathan Isaac, whom I'd never heard of before.
Me neither.
He's my favorite player. He's my favorite player in the NBA, and his jersey is selling. It's the number two selling jersey in the NBA right now.
But he's hurt. He got hurt, though. Before. That's the thing. And all the and all the liberals, though, all the liberals were, for once, they believed in God and that they thought God had struck this guy down and ruined his ACL, you know? That's how sick they are.
If this guy never plays another game in the NBA, I don't care. He's better than Michael Jordan as far as I'm concerned, because he stood up for our national anthem. And when I saw him stand up for our anthem, when every other person there was in a Black Lives Matter t-shirt kneeling, I got chills, Howie. I mean, I felt like this guy is my hero. I mean, he is a hero, and other people need to look up to someone like him and say, here's someone who's thinking for himself. And that's what we need to model ourselves after. That's what I want my kids to know, is that when you grow up, think for yourself. Don't put on a T-shirt just because everybody else is putting on a T-shirt. Don't do what everybody else is doing. Think for yourself.
Yeah, I saw Trader Joe's. You know, they said a couple of weeks ago that they were going to get rid of Trader Jose's imported Mexican beer and all that stuff. And it was some kid had gotten like a few thousand signatures, which is nothing on the internet, and they had buckled, but now they wised up, they sobered up, and they said, guess what, Trader Jose's beer will continue to be sold. That's great too. That's these are small victories, but they mean a lot because they're so rare.
They mean a lot, but where we got to come to is it's the corporations, it's the sports teams, and it's in our schools. I mean, I'm from Buffalo, Howie. I grew up in Buffalo, and Buffalo has now adopted the 1619 curriculum in its public schools.
Oh, man.
The New York Times 1619 curriculum.
Right.
I mean, how we've got to fight back against all of this stuff. We cannot be silent anymore.
Yeah, and the writer of that 1619, when she was a college student, she used to write the most racist, obnoxious stuff. I mean, if she were a white person writing that, she would have been canceled long since. But you know, it barely makes a ripple on the internet. Dave Seminara, it's good to have you on the show. And if they ever want to do a follow up, you ought to check out that thing with the Boston Bruins did, photoshopping that guy's shirt.
You know,
BPD.
My condolences about Gunnar, too. I read your piece on your website about Gunnar, and it was really beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
And I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thanks. Gunnar was a great dog. That's Dave Seminara. Check out his column. It's pretty good. I think it's one of these things that you know exactly what he's talking about, because everybody who is on the internet is getting these kinds of virtue signaling emails from corporate America. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You got to check out that story on Turtle Boy Sports, though. That is just amazing. And they denied it, too. For they got a picture of him with the BPD on a black T-shirt. And it looks really cool because it's got the B, the Bruins B, and then PD. It's pretty clear what it is. And then, you know, a few days later, the picture reappears. Same picture. He's shooting the same jump shot, same shadows, same angle. The BPD is gone. And they denied it. They denied it at first. Now they've admitted it. 844-500-4242. I have some sad news to report. A queer indigenous professor at Arizona State University has died of COVID-19. Yes, a member of the Hopi tribe. Guess what, though?
Very fake news.
Turned out the queer indigenous ASU professor who was waiting for a Hopi talisman to cure her did not exist. It was all fake. And after she died, some other...
Howie, isn't that the real tragedy here? That they didn't exist to begin with?
Yes, because they couldn't exist in this cisgendered, heteronormative world in which we live and oppress queer indigenous ASU professors who were waiting for their Hopi talisman to save their lives, and then they died. But apparently some other faculty members were tweeting about the tragedy of her death and how they knew her and loved her and when she died. And Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Luke. Yeah, oh, Luke's gone. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I want to throw something at you again. I was coloring little pictures with my granddaughter with Crayola crayons, and I don't know, I just thought of Joe Biden. So what we got to start focusing in on the VP pick as opposed to making fun of that moron Biden, because as you know and I know, that's going to be far more detrimental to this country than him. They're just going to kick him to the side. He's the segue to get the left in, right?
Absolutely. But I think we have to make sport of him and make him into a laughingstock, don't we? That's the best way to defeat him. Most people who are going to vote for him, they just hate Trump, right? There's a certain 45 or so percent of the population that just can't stand Trump, and they're going to vote for anybody else. And when you ask them, why are you voting for Biden, or what does Biden bring to the table? And all they say is, he's not Trump. So you just got to make it clear to everybody you know, despite the fact that the alphabet networks, the mainstream media, is going to try to cover it up, that this guy is just not capable of doing it. I mean, this guy couldn't, pump gas into your car. I was going to say you wouldn't let him walk your dog, but that goes without saying. I mean, you wouldn't let this guy rake your leaves. I don't think. I wouldn't. He'd lose the rake. He'd forget where he put it. Thanks, Rocky. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.